This is Stephen Whitaker and Eddie Chang coming to you again from Port Radio, WDOT. We have with us right now Mr. Zelek Sander. He is from Poland. He was a survivor of the Holocaust, and he's going to be speaking with us today, and we have some questions for him.
Good afternoon. I would like to ask the first question. Can you just briefly describe to us life prior to the occupation of Poland?
I was born in Poland to a family. So we were six children, three boys, three girls. I was the youngest of the family. We had a family shoe business where my oldest brothers and sisters were employed in the family business. I graduated as an accountant. I could not proceed further with my education because of discrimination. I could not practice an accounting because my older siblings got married and I was forced into the family business till I reached the military age, where every a healthy male in Poland had to serve in the military. I was serving in the military for a year and a half, and I got a relief. After a year and a half, I came home. I was a year in the home, taking care of my family business. Then the war broke out, and I was drafted in the Polish army again to fight in the war.
What was military service like in Poland?
The military service in Poland as a Jew was not a pleasant experience. It was less discriminatory in the military service than in private life, but to advance in ranks, it was very bad, and unfortunately, they didn't let Jewish soldiers to be advanced. So I was a private.
When the Nazis invaded, were you involved in any of the fighting and the defense of Poland?
I was drafted in the military service when the war broke out, and I was fighting in the Polish army against the Germans. I was a very knowledgeable military man, and I happened to a certain extent like the military, because it gave me a base to live a grown-up life and be a man.
In the Polish military, what did you expect of Hitler's armies? Did you expect them to overrun Poland really that fast?
The Polish army was not much advanced. Instead of automatic or cars or planes were very limited to the military. If we got a car in our regiment, it was a big holiday. Horses, we had plenty.
So after the major fighting in Poland, I understand you were captured by the Germans, and what was that like, being a prisoner of war?
I was captured by the Germans, and I was in a camp, Stalag 8, as a prisoner of war. Comparing to the concentration camp, it was not too terrible to be as a prisoner of war. The only thing that was we were discriminated is they separated the Jews from the non-Jews, and what different the treatment was from the Jews to the non-Jews, I don't know, because we never came in contact.
Can you just describe to us what was the Stalag 8? Because not a lot of people know about Stalag 8. Can you explain to us what that is?
Stalag 8 was just a name of the camp. They had different stalags. It was close to the town from where I came from. The treatment was not too terrible, but it was not bad. Food was limited and not good, but we could survive if they wouldn't have to kill us later on.
I also understand that you, in the packet, it reads that you were caught and arrested for trying to sabotage the German economy. Can you explain to us what that was about?
When we sold shoes to the civil population, to the farmers, this was considered by the Germans sabotaging the economy, because the shoes, whatever we sold to the farmers, was in exchange for food or money, which the price was very high, and it was against the law to sell anything to anybody. In order to sell or to buy, everyone had to have a permit, and it was very strict to get a permit, and nobody could get a permit unless the government realized that you need a certain item. It was considered to them sabotaging.
So you were selling shoes, and that was considered a sabotage in the German economy?
Yes, I was selling shoes, and this was considered sabotaging the economy.
And after your arrest, you spent how long in jail?
I was in jail for 2 months.
Were you sent directly to a concentration camp from the prison? Were you sent directly to a concentration camp from the prison?
I served 2 months in jail, and I was released from jail after serving 2 months. But 2 weeks after I got released, the Germans came out with a law not to release any Jew from jail anymore. They're going to be transferred direct to Auschwitz to be gassed.
And what was your experience like in Auschwitz when you arrived there?
The experience in Auschwitz was with a plain words to say, hell on earth. You did not have any mercy on anyone. You were only considered with yourself how to get a piece of food, anything, just to survive for the next day. A brother, a sister, a father, or a mother, it did not matter anything no more to a hungry, starved person.
How were you released from Auschwitz? What was leaving it like?
Auschwitz was evacuated in 1945, January the 19th, when the Russians approached Auschwitz and the Germans realized they have to evacuate the troops in order to protect their own troops. They took the inmates from Auschwitz out with them not to be bombarded by the American Air Force. So we had to march with the German troops on a cold winter night and day. Thousands of us represented on this march. That's why it's been called the Dead March. The routes were full of dead bodies, and whoever fell down, he couldn't keep up with the Germans, was shot.
Where were you sent after this death march? Where were you sent after this death march?
We arrived at from the death march to Breslau. From Breslau, we were put on open cattle cars, very tight, packed. In winter time, it was very cold, and certain trains went up to Germany, to camps, I don't know where, but I wind up in Buchenwald after 2 days on the open cattle cars. In Buchenwald, we were the whole night outside sleeping in the snow till a barrack was available for us to go in to be sheltered from the cold.
And was Buchenwald any different than Auschwitz? Was it the conditions better? Were the conditions worse?
In Auschwitz, I didn't have the time to realize what was it better or worse. But in Auschwitz, I felt already at home to an extent. I knew where to go to steal, to the kitchen or to the latrine to find anything to eat. In Buchenwald, it was something new, and I didn't know where I can find anything to eat. This was the only new thing that I had to face.
How did you come about to escape Buchenwald? How did you get out of that camp?
From Buchenwald, I was transferred to a small camp called Kravinkel. Over there, I unloaded ammunition to build bunkers where to keep the ammunition safe. The bunkers were located in the forest, in the ground. When the Americans and the English army came close to this camp, they started to evacuate this camp back to Buchenwald. And knowing what the march is going to be, having the experience of the march from Auschwitz, out from Auschwitz, I realized that I will not be able no more to stand the sufferings from the first march and the physical conditions. I decided I have to make an escape. Using the experience and the education what I had in the army, I found a good occasion and I jumped to the forest while marching back to Buchenwald. In the forest, I was for 10 days living on grass, looking out for isolated houses to break in and to rob whatever I could to sustain me for the 10 days.
So after you were liberated by the American Army, how long did it take to return to your normal life? To return to your normal life, back into...
After I was liberated by the American, to turn to a normal life, it was actually impossible. It took a long time till I realized that I am free, I'm on my own, and I can do whatever I want. It was not easy, nor having anybody to consult, a friend, a family. It was not easy to survive. Not having a home, not knowing where to go and for where food will come, I still tried to break in to private homes and apartment houses to find potatoes, whatever possible. Although I realized I am free, but I was very, very much afraid to be in a camp among people and being fed on a daily rationing basis.
Was it extremely difficult to adjust to life in America when you came?
I came to America with one pair of pants and two shorts, and it was given to me $7 by the Hayas organization in order to be able to pay a taxi to bring me to my relatives in case they would not show up. I came to the United States knowing very little English. To be an accountant, you had to go through a school. Not having any place where to live, the Hayas found a living room, a furnished room for me with a family in Brooklyn, where I stood with them for 3 months, sharing the refrigerator, getting food supplied by the Hayas, till I could get on my own to find a job for 50 cents an hour. And my wife got a job also for 50 cents an hour. We had to save every penny, even the paperback, what we took out a sandwich to work, we saved to bring back home just to save a penny what the paperback had to cost.
That is a truly amazing story, Mr. Sander. That really is something, and we thank you for coming today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for coming to the interview. Thank you for coming to the interview, Mr. Sander. Yeah, that was it. All right, this is Eddie Chang and Stephen Whitaker. We'll be right back.